A solution to a complicated equation from more than 100 years ago paves the way for a new kind of AI today. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Researchers at MIT have solved a particularly challenging problem. It's a type of what's called a differential equation and dates back to the early 1900s. The explanation gets pretty technical pretty fast, but the point is that solving this equation enabled researchers to create a new type of AI system that can learn on the spot and is adaptable to changing patterns, as opposed to traditional systems, where the machine learning is based on existing patterns or expected outcomes. MIT researcher Ramin Hassani explains it's called a liquid neural network, and it kind of works like a brain.
From vital signs of patients, they can figure out and estimate what's the kind of future status of a patient that is right now in ICU. We showed that you can fly drones with them autonomously. You can drive self-driving cars and many more applications. So what we provide the scientific community is exactly liquid neural networks in a more computationally tractable way.
So basically, you're giving people the tools to do a lot more computer processing with a lot less actual computing.
Correct. And while being closer to the capacities of natural learning system or brains.
Where do you think we might see this technology showing up soon?
This will enable larger scale brain simulations. So this closed form solution enables neuroscientists to discover, to really go beyond the level that they could simulate brains. And now they might get into new discoveries about how our brain works. And then obviously the outcome of that would be new tools, new kind of insights about how brain diseases can be resolved, right? So we could really go into that spectrum of like possible outcome, which come as a byproduct of this technology.
Here on our show, we've talked quite a bit about how some AI systems and algorithms come with inherent bias just baked into the models. How are you ensuring that this new algorithm doesn't adopt some of the worst tendencies of humanity?
These closed-form liquid neural networks are controllable and they're understandable, because they're coming from a source that is intuitive to us. When you're training with data, you can also watch out for biases. There's a large community of AI scientists that are devoting their time to ensuring AI fairness, AI ethics, and AI accountability. And I believe that with liquid neural networks, because they're more controllable, we would be able to actually advance even on those fronts.
Research into this kind of stuff can be such a long slog with a lot of dead ends, a lot of starting and stopping and starting over again. How did it feel when you finally landed where you wanted to be?
So solving this differential equation was hard. I want to give you like a simple example of why is it hard to compute that differential equation that was originated from 1907. So imagine I tell you to do a multiplication, okay? I tell you to multiply 2 times 3, which is equal to 6, right? Now I ask you to do 2 times a black box. I give you a black box. I don't tell you what it is. And now I ask you, what is the answer to this equation?
Right.
So 2 times a black box. How can you say what is the answer to this question? So basically, that was the kind of challenge that I had to deal with. I had to understand a way, find out how to get more insights about this black box to be able to perform those computations. And then to opening that black box, I had to go through a large number of simulations, failed in mathematics that I was like writing down equations, I was getting into dead ends. And then I arrived at a point where I wanted to stop solving the problem. And then I actually stopped because my brain didn't work anymore at that time of the night. And then on my way back home, I was thinking, what if I do an assumption on something and then maybe this assumption is going to help solving this problem? I was like almost like 2 minutes from home. And then I just walked back in the office around 9:30 p.m. And then I started like continuing writing this equation. And all of a sudden, some nice format of this equation popped up. Then I was so excited that I simulated this and I see that whether it can mimic the differential equation behavior, because it's a solution of that differential equation. So it should be able to mimic that behavior, even in practice. So I tried to plug it in simulations, and then I saw, wow, they're matching. And it was kind of a eureka moment. And then, yeah, so after 2 years of back and forth review process and everything, the research came out and it seems to be the right format.
That must have felt amazing.
Yeah, and there is actually, the funny thing is that I wrote this solution in, I think, 2019. And you can imagine, like, a lot of thought went through this this process, and then we send it for peer review. And then, so I wrote this solution on a whiteboard, and then right now that the kind of marker is now blocked, so you cannot really wipe it up. So that's also feeling nice, so that I have the solution in 2019, and it's like written on the on a whiteboard on the back of my desk at MIT. And that's also a great feeling. So whenever I walk in the lab, I actually see that it's still there. So the solution is still there. It's pretty cool.
Ramin Hassani is a principal AI and machine learning scientist at the Vanguard Group and a research affiliate at the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab at MIT. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.